Audio Gravity, 10th of September 2009. Finally back in front of the computer with all the notes in Evernote, all linked, ready to go to cross post everywhere, here, there, and done. I've just been so busy. I've been doing stuff for 1,000 Heads and Nokia. I've been over to Helsinki and Dubai and all over the place. So I do apologize, but whenever I need to either sit down and do paperwork or sketches or get my development head on or look for work, you know, sometimes Audio Gravity can suffer a bit. First link today is over on globaldvc.org. So that's global-dvc.org. He's got this old school, and I say old school because this is how web pages used to look back in the day. It's a simple page with a graphic on the tiled on the background, and then just info, you know, no worried about design or styling or anything like that. Just as soon as he gets it, bang, bang, bang. Now, this is a camera that I've been looking at for probably about 2 or 3 months now, and at some point I'm going to make the transition from having a Nikon and the Canon HV20, which is still tape, to some kind of cross convergence unit. And the one I really want is the Canon Mark II, 5D Mark II, obviously with some nice lenses. That would be the ultimate photography and video blogging camera video thing device for me right now. I can't afford that. I can't even afford this one right now, but this one is a bit more achievable, if you like. This is the Panasonic Lumix GH1, and it's getting a lot of people excited because for $1,500, this camera is a pretty decent camera, and it's like, I don't know, there's a few features in this that make it a little bit more attractive than the 5D. Obviously, there is no way that is anywhere near the sort of quality of the 5D. It's not as sharp as that. But you can get pretty darn good low light stuff with this thing, and even with a stock lens. So you can imagine with a decent 35mm adapter and some decent lenses, you can do some pretty good depth of field stuff as well. What's good about this page is that he's got a whole bunch of stuff on there. Where to buy it, what to do first, firmware updates. They had a Vimeo meetup in Amsterdam with a Panasonic GH1. And also they brought, I think, Red were there as well. And he gives advice on how to get the best Vimeo YouTube results, suggesting an ND6 or ND8 lens wide open, low ISO, 128 by 720 60p, late to post to 30p for better slow motion, tripod, monopod, steady cam. You know, really basic, simple characteristics of what you need to do. How to work with edit HD clips in Vegas, excellent links for tutorials, reviews and tests, wide angle test, GH1 comparison, GH1 timer remote, Matty box from 50p to 25p or from 60p to 30p, something to do with the HDMI, just loads of stuff about the GH1, and as new stuff comes out, he updates it. This is a guy called Vandermeer, who's been doing video blogging for quite some time, and he's actually started to turn it into a business, or I don't know if it was a business before, and he's just, you know, accelerated the social media output on it. Great stuff anyway. Next page is, God, that was 3 minutes, sorry about that. Next page is over on Convergence Design. It's called the Nano Flash. So anybody who's into studio production, video recording, you know, video camera, you know, literally, you know, mid-size video cameras, we're talking like XH1s, Panasonic P2s, that sort of mid-range product. This is the world's smallest, most versatile professional HD SD recorder player. Now, it ain't cheap, it's $3,000, but it sits on top of your mid-size video camera, and you've got compact flash slots, you've got two compact flash slots, you've got a HDMI in and out, you've got a remote and a power, and SD and ACI in and out as well. But what's nice about it, it only needs 7.5 watts when it's active, and in standby, it's 0.2 watts, so it's pretty awesome. And it can utilize all the latest flash memory media cards, so 32 gig for $150 you can roughly get nowadays. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome, really. If you're doing a lot of video work and you don't want to have to worry about too many of your video cards in your machine, this could be the answer to it. I mean, for that sort of money, $3,000, I mean, you're looking at, what, £1,700 in the UK, but it could be a really good solution. Next link today is Iridium, iridium.com. They have a product that I've been looking at recently called Xgate, which is extraordinary fast wireless email. So one of the biggest problems about sending email, especially satellite email, is the amount of junk that goes with it. What this does is it's the most comprehensive, as they put it, and cost-effective wireless email product available. Can reduce your satellite airtime by up to 85%. It's up to 5 times faster than the slow, costly, freely available internet-based email systems. Fetch email from popular email providers such as AOL. So I'm not quite sure what the product does, but I'm presuming that it's a dedicated product. It's got better compression in there. It has, you know, just sped up across the board for satellite technology. And so if you're in the middle of the field with a satellite phone and you're literally limited by either a time slot or a data slot or how much you can literally move, this would probably be the ideal way of getting stuff out. Now, I'm not talking video, I'm talking status updates, Fire Eagle updates, Twitter updates, you know, blog post updates, simple, snappy, short little updates that can be sent via email to a gateway and then recombined later or used as posting. I don't know how much it is, but I'm definitely going to be starting to looking into satellite phones and satellite technology, because I think that is starting to take a real dip now in price because of the fact that more people are wanting, you know, a universal or as near as universal solution around the globe. Next link today, and this is quite a scary one. This is on Zopag. Computers now better at lip reading than humans. That's not good. That's sort of lock up your daughters and buy shotguns and fill the bath with water and, you know, dried foods. The research team from the University of East Anglia, typical it would happen in the UK, compared the performance of machine-based lip-reading systems with that of 19 human lip-readers. They found that the automated system significantly outperformed the human lip-readers, scoring a recognition rate of 80% compared with only 32% for human viewers. Read into that what you will. Lip-reading better than humans. Scary stuff. CCTV? Cameras? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next link today is Tweet My Mac. This is on themacbox.co.uk. This is neat. I'm a bit worried about security, but this is very similar to an idea I had about starting cameras and changing positions and changing camera views by using Twitter and a private account by sending it direct messages. It's a simple idea, really. So what this is, you can get screenshots, eyesight, snapshots, IP address from your Mac just by sending a direct message to your specifically set up Mac controlling account. You can start torrents remotely, shut down your Mac, and more. So this is in version 107 right now, and some of the commands are shut down, restart, log out, sleep, IP, eyesight, screen say, so you can get the Mac to say something, open, quit, mute, unmute, lock, battery, so you can find out how much battery it's got. This is quite useful to install in the background. I don't know if it has like a silent mode, but it's a good idea to have this maybe on your Mac, on your laptop running somewhere. And then if it does go missing, you can at least do stuff with it. And I don't know if there's a two-way thing so it can send stuff back to the Twitter account, but I presume so. Check it out though. Very cool. And finally today, I'm sorry if my voice is really croaky, but that's another thing. My voice hasn't been too great over the last 10 days or so. I think it's because I've been burning the midnight oil. This is a nice site though, and it's only America side at the moment, and the beta that are active are Atlanta, Dallas, Detroit and Houston. But it's called everyblock.com, and a new way to keep track of what's happening on your block, in your neighborhood and all over the city. So you've got like various restaurant inspections by borough, you can have a look at the real estate, you can have a look at, you know, things that have your public records, articles. Hardcore lot of API mashing up going on here, and this is the future really. People want this sort of level of customization, and I think you're going to see a massive explosion of this sort of stuff in the next 6 months. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.